Court Press.
I don't know anything about Angola, but Angola's in trouble. Yeah! Yeah!
Hi everybody, welcome to the Full Court Press, all things NBA. I'm your host Wesley, with me as always, Rabbit and Bagman. How's it going, Bag?
I'm going so swell.
Terrific! What about you, Rabbit?
Yeah, killing it.
Totally killing it. Alright, this is the final preseason podcast. Get excited. We're going to be talking about Atlanta, Chicago, Indiana. Okay, we're not talking about all teams and all divisions, just to repeat. We're just talking about a couple teams, just to get the blood flowing, just to get a little excited. We've hand-selected these teams, so we're very excited. But before we do, did anyone hear DeMarcus Cousins was told that Paul McCartney was playing at his stadium, and he didn't know who it was? And, Rabbit, I'm looking at you. Do you think it's weird that DeMarcus Cousins doesn't know who Paul McCartney is?
I think it's kind of sad. I don't think it's weird, considering most Americans don't know who their vice president is. So, no, it's not surprising. It's sad. It's definitely sad. Do you think they know who Robert Plant is as well? Probably not, hey.
Yeah. I guess that's what it's coming to. But what about the Kanye West Rihanna Paul McCartney song that came out a couple years ago? Only one.
Yeah, you can't turn on your TV without Paul McCartney. He'll go to the opening of an envelope lately. Yeah, he'll do fucking anything. He's dying to be relevant.
You should tweet him.
Since DeMarcus has been 3 years old, Paul McCartney's released 8 albums in that time. Come on.
Wow.
But he later did a tweet saying, I know who Chuck Berry is or something, joking around. But
Boogie would love Wings. He'd be all
totally.
About Wings.
Totally. Yeah, or maybe Mr. Take! These broken wings. All right. everything going good with you guys? General, any little hot topics you want to discuss before we get into it? Did you see a great movie lately or last year or something you just got to get off your chest? Anybody?
I can't believe no one's asked me about going to see the 60-73 win Warriors twice.
Oh.
You guys don't care. It's fine.
It does explain where you were last season.
It's sort of like while we were away, wasn't it? You had a baby. I went to America for 5 weeks.
Yeah.
Big life changes, you know.
That's true. All right. Let's get into Atlanta. So we had Dwight Howard get traded over there. They finished fourth in the East last season. Get excited. For me, and they also lost Jeff Teague to Indiana. So is that technically count as they blew the team up if Horford went to Boston?
It could be a small blow up. It's certainly they lost a couple of core guys. But I mean, Horford walked. It's not like they could really do anything about it.
Yeah.
He was off contract and he obviously liked the appeal of Boston a little more.
Who wouldn't?
Yeah, for sure. I think they got worse. I think they've tried to sort of plug a few holes, but the Howard thing could go either way, but yeah, I don't know. I mean, the Bazemore-Schroeder combo could be okay, but Korver's pretty old. He's 35 now. I don't know if Millsap and Dwight Howard are going to gel well together.
Well, that's kind of the magic question, isn't it? Because Paul Millsap says he hasn't decided if he'll opt out after next summer and become a free agent.
Which is basically saying that he is going to do it. Because if you're not, then he'd sign an extension. So he's going to opt out for sure.
Why wouldn't he?
But why not? Maybe he just wants to see if this season's going to be a disaster or not, if Dwight Howard is as big of a fuckwit as he appears to be on the internet.
Bag, do you think Dennis Schroeder can be a starting point guard in the NBA?
I've never been wild. I wouldn't want him to be my starting point guard.
Yeah.
Just because of his style of play, I think he's a bit selfish, but I don't know. He's probably got the skills to be, and his sort of permanent numbers make you think that he would be, but I don't know.
Are they making the playoffs?
Yeah, I think they'll probably be in the top 4 or 5 in the East.
Wow.
Yeah, maybe 5, maybe 6. But, you know, the funny thing is Buds is such a sort of a team guy. You know, everyone gets to take the right shot. And you're sort of handing the team over to Schroeder from Teague. To me, that's a little concerning.
It's a downgrade, right? He's
it's
not
certainly
as
a downgrade. You know, Splitter, maybe, is he doing anything? He's injured. You know, they're good. I just don't think they're great. They've definitely sort of gone down a little bit mediocre.
Okay. Can I hit you guys with a yes or no?
Of course.
Yes. Okay. Yes or no, Howard's going to have his best season that he's had in the last 5 years. Bag.
No.
Rabbit.
In the last 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking LA. We're talking a little bit of tail end of Orlando and a little bit of Houston. Yeah, maybe he will, considering like his best was in Orlando, and we're not really including that in the last 5 years. Awful in LA. Didn't get a chance much in Houston with Harden.
Not awful.
But yeah, I mean, it's there for him to do it for sure.
Yeah.
I'm not buying it, the Dwighty bullshit, though. He's like coming in like all fresh and new, saying he's going to like be different. He's not going to be different. He's not going to be flashing this jump shot. You know, he's going to be camping in the post. He's going to be bitching about not getting touches. And he's going to rebound and play D. And he's not going to dive on pick and rolls like he fucking should.
Yeah.
Because he would be an awesome pick and roll player, but he's too proud to not get out of the post and, you know, stop living in the 90s thinking he's like fucking David Robinson or whatever.
What made him great in Orlando was exactly that. And he's kind of gone away from being, he wants to be the same guy he was when he was a post player, when the offense revolved around him, and just surround him with shooters and hope for the best. And that's not who he is anymore. So, yeah.
But the league changed around him as well. Like, no one had double-teamed Dwighty in the post now. And therefore, having him surrounded with shooters wouldn't mean dick, because you wouldn't have anyone to pass.
You'd almost welcome that. You'd welcome him. Totally. Take a shot from the post. Good luck with that. Yeah.
What about it? Is Dwighty going to be an all-star? Because if you think about it, Horford's not there anymore. Powell's not there anymore. Drummond and Bosch were like the two big men all-stars in the East last year. There's no one really standing in his way.
Wow.
It's pretty wild, isn't it? It's
scary for the East. And that's what makes me think that they might be okay. He might be like the second or third best big, legitimate big man in the whole conference outside of Whiteside.
But the center position is so irrelevant these days. You know, it's not whether or not you're a dominant center. It's whether you can shoot and stretch the floor.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, you know, you're talking about a 4/5 position. Like, first team All-NBA last year was DeAndre, wasn't it?
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure it was. It doesn't. It's the center position has definitely been like kind of downgraded. That's for sure. So yeah.
Do you think, I don't know, because he went to Comic-Con in San Diego because he was in LA and Houston, that this year he's in Atlanta, he'll go to Comic-Con in New York?
Yes. And he'll have a great time there. I'm sure he will.
You know, he only took 8 shots a game last year. 8 shots a game.
Well, he was never past the ball.
Yeah, that's true.
that's why he left. Isn't that why he left?
Wouldn't you argue that Buds is a guy who can get him good looks? Like, if anyone can sort of design an offense to get Dwight Howard more shots, it's Buds.
Yeah, but will he do it? Or will
I don't know. Will he go
down the middle of the lane and put his hand up and cry about it when no one passes?
Yeah, that's more likely for sure.
Option B.
All right, let's move on to Chicago. Everyone's favorite 2K team, right? No. 9th in the East, in that dangerous kind of stagnant area where you don't get a good pick and you don't make the playoffs. Huge trade. They got Wade for $44 million. He's home. I'm home. I'm back. I'm finally home. And also $44 million or whatever. Rondo. Yep. So then we got Butler. He's looking trim. I don't know about this team. What the fuck are they doing?
Who are they starting? Who are they starting at the four, do you think? That's my question.
It's got to be Gibson or Mirotić, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be Mirotić.
You kind of got to, don't you? Just to have some shooting, to have a sense of be a little bit threatening from three, just a little bit.
Yeah. Is Mirotić a bit of a myth, though?
Yeah, well, this trade is so weird. This whole team is so weird.
McBucket should have been filling those shoes by now, but he's not.
McBucket's is a three, though, isn't he?
Well, yeah, I guess. He's 6'8".
Yeah.
Is McBucket's and Mike Dunleavy the same person?
It's just like staring through time.
Well, they're both filling the same role for Chicago at the three spot, you know? Like, anyway, that's who, like, they don't have really a three. Like, Butler's going to play the three if Wade and Rondo all start. Like, that's what's happening. Hey, so then you've got either Gibson, Mirotić at the four, and Lopez.
Mm.
No jump shots. No three at all.
But is your best five those three guys with Gibson and Mirotić at the same time. Like, there's no reason why you can't really play like that nowadays. And then Gibson sort of, like, you know, stretches out to 15 feet or so, Mirotić all the way out to the three-point line. That sort of negates your whole spacing issue a little bit. I'll be playing them together, because what other bigs do they have? They've got no other bigs. Felicio, this giant fucking whatever the hell he is, he's massive. But
yeah. Bobby Portis is the other four that they could have, yeah.
Felicio. That's so close to Felicio. Do we care? I mean, does anybody care? Is anyone excited about watching Chicago this year? Are you genuinely like, yeah, I can't wait to watch the Bulls game?
I'm excited to see how long it takes Jimmy Butler to knock Rondo out.
Yeah.
I don't think he'll put up with his shit at all.
They're going to be slow out the gates, hey? I think it'll be interesting to maybe see how they put it together, see if they can get it to work. I mean, like, Wade averaged 20 a game not shooting threes last year, so I don't see why he wouldn't be able to get points and Butler as well.
Well, yeah.
It's going to come down to Hoiberg. Hoiberg's going to be under a lot of pressure to make this work, and he might. I mean, he's got a lot of lineup changes he can use. And, like, Wade and Butler, Rondo, they're all intelligent basketball players. You know, you'd hope that they could make it work in terms of penetration, a lot of guys diving to the ring and then rebounds and stuff, because there's no shooting at all. So you'd hope that there is, like, a way they can make it work here. They must be working on something, but I don't know. I don't see it. What is their What is their strength? Like, wing scoring? What's their strength?
Think about what they lost. Powell, D-Rose, Dunleavy, and Noah. And what did they replace it with? Basically, Rondo and Wade and Lopez.
Mm.
It's just, like, it's so iffy. It's so weird.
Yeah.
The way the whole team's put together just makes zero sense.
Yeah, I don't see it. Do you think they'll make the playoffs?
No. I reckon they're going to finish exactly the same. That's my prediction, 9th.
It seems like a worse team than last year when you had Gasol, Noah, Dunleavy, Butler, Rose. That seems like a better team than this, don't you think?
Mm.
Yeah, it is. And the pieces fit together a little better as well.
Yeah, it was much more balanced.
Well, it's pretty apparent Wade did this for money, not because he's come out and said he doesn't want to chase rings, but you'd think he'd want to at least maybe make the playoffs.
Well, he's also said they have zero chance of winning a championship as well. He's like, oh, no way. We didn't make the playoffs last year. Like, we can't be thinking chip. There's going to be some element of him, like, just wanting to play in Chicago, do something different.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I disagree with the whole thing where people don't say money's a factor. Like, Westbrook's guilty of it as well. It's very convenient that he signed an extension now that he's got a whole team to himself. Plus, if he opts out in 2 years, he's going to have the biggest contract in the whole league. And everyone's like, he's such a hero for staying in Oklahoma. Is he? He's a hero because he's, like, doing what's best for him. That's what Wade's doing as well.
And that's what Pat Riley did. All right, let's move on to the last team, Indiana, 7th in the East. A couple trades. They got Jeff Teague. So now they're running Jeff Teague, Monte Ellis, Paul George. Thaddeus Young is another trade. And Miles Turner. So Miles Turner's starting over Al Jefferson?
Yeah, you have to.
Wow.
Yeah, Jefferson's a bench guy now.
He's only got 10, 15 minutes a game.
Yeah, just beasting on second units as well. It's kind of perfect.
And so CJ Miles is coming off the bench, Rodney Stuckey, Aaron Brooks. I think they're going to do better this season. I reckon they're going to be 5th.
It's just pedigree, though, isn't it? It's like name value. But I wonder how good it's going to all fit together. Like, who the fuck is Thaddeus Young? I don't know anything about him except every team he's on sucks so much dick.
He was good for the 76ers.
Yeah,
I think that's why there was a little bit of hype. He was, like, the best player out of an awful bunch on the Sixers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then it was the same with the T-Wolves, and then it was the same with Brooklyn, and he's just always been on terrible teams. Like, I don't, what does he do? He's going to give me, like, 15 and 7 or something on just, like, garbage man shit?
Mm.
I think Jeff Teague's a pretty good addition, though, to complement some scoring to help Paul George out.
Yeah.
That's going to help. That's an upgrade on George Hill, right?
Well, Thaddeus Young is the second highest paid player on the team, too. Next to Paul George, who's making $18 million, he's making $14 million, and Monte's making $10
million. Yeah, wow.
They must think he's got something going on to pay him. It's not like they're getting him for a steal.
They're all, like, a little bit short, though, like Teague and Ellis, and then they got Aaron Brooks and Stuckey backing them up.
Hmm.
I don't know if I love that defensively. I think it's going to be a bit of an issue.
Yeah, okay.
And then, they've already got, like, a ball handler. The good thing about George Hill on that team last year was, like, he's sort of just like a spot-up shooter who could play defense, and then you've got Ellis and Paul George doing the bulk of the ball carrying.
Mm.
So it's going to be interesting to see how they move the ball around and stuff. But this one, I feel like this team's, like, the biggest head-scratcher in terms of like how bad or how good they could possibly be. Like, I wouldn't be shocked if they finished second, and I wouldn't be shocked if they finished like ninth or tenth either, I don't think.
Do you think any of them know who Paul McCartney is?
Paul George would, for sure.
Al Jefferson's 31, surely.
I think a lot of the Pacers' success is going to depend on Miles Turner. He's poised to have a pretty good breakout year if he can hold down that center spot and sort of, I don't know, like they don't have anyone up front. Like, he's the guy. It all depends on him. Because Paul George is going to get his. He's the best player on the court, you know, 8 out of 10 times a night.
I feel like with Jeff Teague, Monta Ellis, Paul George, that's some good offense. Jeff Teague's going to attack the rim, so is Paul George. They're going to be able to spread the floor. Don't you think Al Jefferson might start off the bench, but like towards the end of the season, he'll be finishing games and maybe possibly starting?
No, I don't think so.
As long as Turner is healthy, I don't see any way that they wouldn't have him starting over Jefferson.
Yeah, plus Bird wants to play like smaller.
Do you want a 20-year-old in the towards the end of the season starting?
Sure.
Yeah. They sort of trusted him at the end of playoff games last year.
Hmm.
Yep.
Okay. Just putting it out there.
It's much more offense. It's much more offense, less defense. So that's the concern.
You know what I think is interesting about this team? They lost three guys with the surname Hill all in the 1 year. And there's not a single white person on this team.
Mm. Oh, no, you're right. There isn't.
Can you believe that? Right. No whites. Larry Bird must
I can believe it. But did they have a Plumlee for a while? Didn't they have a Plumlee for a little bit there?
Well, if it helps, Miles Turner sounds like a white guy's name. Well, where do you think they're going to finish?
I've currently got them at fifth. I think they might just
that's exactly what I had.
Touch better than Charlotte.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
The middle of the East is a clusterfuck, though.
Mm. Yeah, I had them at six. I'm not sure.
And so, are we basically going into the season? I'm just going to wrap it up here with a similar outcome. Are we all predicting it's going to be another Cavs Golden State final?
Yeah, I reckon Cavs Boston in the East and Golden State and the Clippers in the West.
Sweet.
I think the Jazz are going to make the second round of the playoffs as well. That's my other hot
Should be team. Huge for them. Well, thanks for listening to this three-part podcast. We are a few days away from the season kicking off. If you want to go and check out our Full Court Press Facebook page, it's FCP/Full Court Press Podcast. Is that right, Bag?
I don't think so.
Nope. I think I get it wrong every time.
Just do Twitter. Just fucking go at FCP Podcast Twitter.
Okay. Thanks for listening. And if you want to go to our Twitter page, at FCP Podcast, and you can hear some antics from the Bagman. He's got a lot of thoughts and opinions, and he'd like you to pay attention to them. I have no idea where I'm going with this. I don't know what's going on.
I love it. Freelance. Subscribe on iTunes. Hit subscribe.
Yes, hit subscribe on iTunes. But, you know, if you don't want to do that and you just want to download it, you know, when you feel like it, that's okay too. But we'll be back.